Okay, tell us about that. Preview guide.
Well, it goes back to where we were talking about 24 channels, 36 channels, and we could see that there was a real problem with any kind of TV guide, paper guide, when you get to even 30 channels. Trying to have a guide on 30 channels is a big deal. And if you had hundreds of channels, it's basically impossible. So one of my technical guys had seen a guy in Michigan was doing a page-by-page guide, and he was using a little real basic computer. This was pretty early in the computer days, but and putting a page up at a time that would stay there for 20 seconds and then rotate to another page that would show you what's on at all the different times and the 10 different channels you had. And we said, well, we could send that information through the satellite and blanket the whole United States. And we made a deal with a guy in upstate New York who had all of the TV stations in a database, and he was selling it to guys in different towns who were doing paper guides, selling that information. You know, NBC, the Today Show's on at 7 till 9 on Channel 2, and the local guy would put it was Channel 2 for him, and some guy in San Francisco is Channel 4, and he would match that up. So we were getting all these channels from him, and we built a computer that would set at the cable system head end, which is where everything comes together and starts into the cable system, the head end. And this computer would know what services, what channels were, what the channel numbers were for ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, WGN and everything. Because in those days, they've started all over having Channel 2 on Channel 2 almost everywhere. But that didn't used to be the case. They were scattered. Every place had had NBC on a different channel. Anyway, we figured we designed some software, and we spent a lot of money, and it's really a tricky business, that would take all that basic information, send it to a computer at the cable system that would say, okay, NBC here is at this time and it's on this channel. CNN's at this time on this channel. And we would send all the information multiple times because we didn't have a feedback to say, I got it. Most computer things are two-way. So you send, well, they were in the old days anyway, you send it, and if you didn't know whether the other end got it or not. So we sent it multiple times, and if it didn't match, it would throw it away. And they would call us on the phone and say, it's not working right. And we had sent it again. But anyway, we were sending this information down, and then this little computer, I wish I could remember the name of it, it was generating a video signal that would scroll, the old scrolling preview guide. And we were putting TV Guide out of business with that because they just couldn't do more than 20 channels. I don't remember what they were doing, but we were selling that to cable systems, and that was a real hit. We basically sold it to every cable system in the United States. So when we went public, that was a big deal. And when TCI bought control of the company, that was really that was the primary thing they wanted. And we also spent an awful lot of money and never could quite get to that end of doing. We recognized that the scroll was better than the paper, but as we got to hundreds of channels, even the scroll, you just couldn't wait long enough to see that scroll come by with the channel you're looking for or what you wanted to watch. We needed to be interactive, and there was no way for United Video to be, although we worked on it, we developed a remote, a box that you had put at the TV set that would capture this information, and you could remotely, from this little remote we designed and you could page it on your TV, kind of like interactive is now. But there was, we couldn't figure out any way that we could, little old United Video, could build millions of these boxes and put them on the backs of TV sets. It needed to be all the cable guys put a box on the back of your TV set. It really needed to be built into that box. And we had, I flew to Japan twice, met with Toshiba, because they were building these boxes. Scientific Atlanta was building boxes in Atlanta. We talked to them. Everybody knew it needed to happen, but nobody could quite figure out how mechanically to do it. TCI, with their millions of cable subscribers, could go to, they were buying all their boxes from either Toshiba or Gerald or Scientific Atlanta, and they could say, we demand that you do this in all of the boxes we buy from you, and they could make it happen. So that's exactly what they did.
Wow.
I bet we spent, which doesn't seem like a lot of money now maybe, but $3 or $4 million trying to make that all happen. And it was, we knew how to do it and what to do, but we couldn't get the mechanics of getting that into everybody's box.
Who are the actual people who are trying to figure that out? Engineers of some sort that are trying to do this?
Software people.
Okay.
We subbed some of it out. We told them what we were trying to do.
You know, we keep talking about this, all the national, international work. It's United Video right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
And we forget that, this was your headquarters. And you were doing things that maybe they weren't doing in bigger cities? Or were other companies doing similar work that United Video was doing?
Nobody was, that interactive guide thing, nobody was doing that except us at the early stages. Other people, we knew we had to, the cable industry knew it had to be done, but they kind of coalesced behind two or three big cable players. That's what kind of forced it to happen. Mm-hmm.